Take a break from your busy schedule and join Harold Sala for Guidelines for Living.
Dear Dr. Sala, can you explain why God let my dog get hit by a car and die? There are some questions that even theologians struggle to answer. So, should a parent tell a youngster that his dog is now with Jesus in heaven? Or should he or she tell the child that when animals die, that's it? Or what should a parent say to assuage the loss of a child's pet? Many adults do not understand the bond that exists between a child and his pet. When I was a youngster, I had a dog who was my constant companion. And when my dog finally died, I was a young man in college. But I wept when I got news that Coley was no longer with us. Will we find good pets in heaven when we finally arrive there? While I'm somewhat reluctant about sending good pets who die to heaven, neither would I rob a child of the thought that, theologians, plug your ears for a few minutes, there are some animals in heaven. Isaiah 65:25, a passage that refers to heaven, says, "The wolf and the lamb shall graze together. The lion shall eat straw like the ox, and dust shall be the serpent's food. They shall not hurt or destroy in all my holy mountain," says the Lord. I, for one, believe that our Heavenly Father is sensitive to the heart cries of little children. Never shall I forget the time when our youngest daughter, who was about 6 years of age, had a hamster for a pet. In the event you're not familiar with that breed of little critters, a hamster is just a small animal, usually kept in a cage. But for whatever reason, the hamster escaped the cage. Nancy, our youngest child, was very fond of the little pet, and after a week, the animal had not been found. My concern was that our cat had dispatched Danny, as Nancy called him. We knelt by her bed for evening prayer, and she prayed, "God, please bring Danny back." My faith was about zero in this regard, but there was no way I was going to tell her not to pray about it. We had no sooner finished praying and got up off our knees than Danny, the wayward hamster, came crawling out from under a piece of furniture, and Nancy screamed, "Danny!" Oh, for the faith of a child. That's one answer to prayer that neither of us will ever forget. Let's face it, it's tough trying to explain some things to a child. I recall the story of a little boy whose toy car stopped working. With tears in his eyes, he took the toy to his father and said, "Daddy, why doesn't my toy work?" In a few minutes, the dad, who was an electrical engineer, diagnosed the problem. A solenoid had failed on the little car. But the youngster didn't know what a solenoid is, so the father picked up the lad, hugged him, and said, "Daddy loves you. I'll help you fix your car." And the boy dried his tears and began playing with another toy. Twice, the book of Revelation says that God himself will dry our tears in heaven. When we cross heaven's threshold, perhaps we will be left with one big why, one that many of us have had. And that question is, why do you love me as you do? That's my question, and that's the greatest question we will ever face. Why did you love us, unlovable as we are, enough to come to earth, to die on the cross, and show us the way back to heaven?
You've just heard Guidelines for Living. Visit givetoguidelines.org and become a partner in sharing hope and encouragement in Christ with others around the world. That's givetoguidelines.org. Thanks for listening, and join us again for Guidelines for Living.